Hello and welcome to the Weekend Astrology Podcast from Planet Waves. This is the edition for June 18 forward. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, here with a little news from the sky for you. Usually the astrology is pivoting around one main event that's getting the effect that everyone is feeling, and I suspect that that event is Mercury stationing direct on Tuesday, the 22nd of June. We'll come to that. Remember, though, that we are now in what is known in some circles as the Mercury storm phase, which is the most turbulent phase of Mercury retrograde. So why don't we start there, actually? This has been the Murphy's Law, Mercury retrograde. You know, everything takes longer than you think, and if anything can go wrong, it will. That set of Murphy's Laws, don't know where those came from. But that's what it has been like. It's one of those Mercury retrogrades where there just seem to be complications and unexpected surprises and weaknesses in the system revealed. That's one thing that I've been noticing. Now, note that the Mercury station direct on Tuesday is coming right on the heels of the square of Saturn and Uranus that happened earlier this week, that the second of three. And so that is something that has added quite a bit of turbulence and the sense of irrevocable change. And I would say a reality check of finding out what and who people and things really are made of. And it's often when the astrology gets stressful that you find out, what people's true constitution is and what their true colors are about. So bear in mind, Mercury now is moving very slowly in retrograde motion and will be for the next few days until it passes by the Earth. That's actually what it's doing. Mercury retrograde is Mercury passing between the Sun and the Earth. It does this about three times a year, and now this is almost through. Now, meanwhile, with that on the horizon, we're also in the days before the solstice. This is the Cancer solstice, when the Sun makes a right angle to the Tropic of Cancer, because the Earth is inclined on its axis. There are seasons, basically. Everything's not aligned in an exactly straight line, because if they were, it would just be like the Earth turning in a rotisserie in a Greek restaurant. That is not what it is. The Earth is on a slight angle, and so that creates the seasons. And when we get here, the Sun get here as in terms of in the calendar, the Sun has gone as far north in its apparent journey as it can go, and it'll hang out. It'll seem to rise on the horizon in the same place for a few days, and then it'll make its journey back southward. This, too, is a sense of things stretched as far as they can go, similar to Mercury retrograde, Mercury stationing direct. And so it can have that sense of, like, okay, when is everything finally going to change? And so if things have been stretched in one direction, or stuck, or have seemed frustrating, there is definitely a break in the weather that is coming. And two of the most important factors associated with the most basic realm of human experience will shift directions right around the same time. Now, before we get there, looking at the chart for Friday, the 18th, and I'm working at a little bit before 1 p.m. Eastern time. The moon, as it seems to keep doing every weekend, is in a cardinal sign. So the moon is in Libra. And right around the time that I'm recording, the moon is making a square to the centaur planet Pholus. Pholus is the second centaur discovered in 1992. Chiron was the first discovered in 1977. And Pholus is the one that has the feeling of the uncontrolled release of something. And so the moon is making a square to that. Not only that, Mars is also making an aspect to Pholus, quite exact at the moment that I'm recording. It is a 150-degree aspect. It's called a quincunx. I don't use these that much. I mean, I'm familiar with them and can work with them. And it's an interesting aspect because it blends the flow of a square and, the flow of a trine and the structure of a square. And so it, to me, it seems like a regulated aspect. It's an aspect where you can make adjustments to the flow of things. And the flow, all aspects talk about energy dynamics, and so in a quincunx, the flow is not running out of control, but it's also not subject to being completely blocked like it might be in the case of a square. And so this Mars in Leo is tapping into that energy of Pholus in Capricorn, and it's kind of like applying a very potent substance in measured doses. While all this is going on, the sun, as of now, fairly recently, I didn't do this calculation, but the sun is in the last degrees of Gemini, and that is considered void of course because the sun is done making aspects to other points or planets while it's in the sign Gemini. So that is what void of course means. There's another way to describe planets in the very late degrees, which is anaretic. In traditional astrology, the last degree is called the anaretic degree. In more modern versions of astrology, the last two or so degrees can be called the anaretic degree. And to me, this just says this is the zone of transition from one sign to the next. And this is a special little spot in the zodiac because we're at the end of the mutable sign Gemini, and then at the beginning of the cardinal sign Cancer on late Sunday night. And these are among the most, let's say, readable or palpable zones of the sun's movement through the sky, because the sun is the thing that we use to measure the seasons. And the season always changes right after the sun is in a mutable sign. So, for example, the mutable sign Pisces ends the winter season, and then the sun reaches equinox and enters Aries, and a new season begins. And so, in a similar way, the sun is in the very end of Gemini right now, a mutable sign, and it is about to enter the cardinal sign Cancer. And so these are important transition zones. And so, take the slide, be aware that you are in a transition, and just like being on an exit ramp or on a water plume slide or whatever other kind of thing that might move and take you from one place to another, just treat that as a conscious experience and take advantage of your opportunities to make changes while the energy is, a little bit looser and easier to get flexibility out of. One last thought on the sun in the cardinal sign Libra. On Saturday, June 19th, overnight actually, in the eastern zone, much of the U.S., overnight Friday to Saturday, the moon continues its journey through Libra and makes an opposition to Chiron. So, as I mentioned for a number of weeks running, there's a lot of energy packed into the cardinal signs right now. So, for example, there's a lot of energy in early Capricorn, particularly minor planets that are not really talked about much on mainstream astrology websites, as well as a couple of such points in Aries and a couple in Libra. And so when the moon enters a cardinal sign, it gets very busy. And one of the busy moments tomorrow is when the sun makes an opposition to Chiron, but at the same time, it makes a trine to Saturn. So this ought to be an interesting evening overnight with the sun in this you know, face-to-face meeting, excuse me, the moon in Libra, in this face-to-face meeting with Chiron, and then in this air-to-air, easy slide movement between air sign Gemini and air sign Saturn. I don't know really what to make of that aspect, except to say that of the many things going on in the sky right now, it looks like the one that is connected to some opportunity and possibly, I think, connecting with people. You know, this Saturn in Aquarius is all about the right groups getting together. And, you know, overall, the quality of our moment is magnified by the fact that all of this activity is happening around the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. Lots of good stuff. If you poke around the Planet Waves website, click on the logo to get to the front page. I'll have a new edition of Planet Waves FM tonight. That's also accessible from planetwaves.net. Just click on that little Planet Waves FM menu item right at the top of the page. And on Saturdays, you can usually find the program on the website planetwaves.fm. We update that one just a little bit later. I do personal consultations. If you want to know more about that, write to me at efc@planetwaves.net. And thank you to all of these subscribers, my clients, and my customers who make these podcasts and other materials possible. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.